Video game bang, video game bang, video game bang. Mega Ran. Live from the sack, it's the live, it's a fact. I'm putting rhymes on this track to put my guys on the map. Updates, geek news, tech talk, and reviews. They can summarize it so you ain't gotta breeze through. Listen once and you're forever fans. And I'm not saying it because their theme song features Mega Ran, the ultimate source of all geek media. Other podcasts, they just don't match up. Need proof? You can check the archives and catch up. Stats off the chain, we have rearranged the game. It'll never be the same. Now it's time to feel the bang.
What's up and hello from VGB Studios. I am Eddie and I am definitely not Corey Vincent. We are here live on Saturday night with the Saturday show with Video Game Bang. And with us is the awesome host, Miss Emma Skies over here.
Host is a really strong word.
I think it's appropriate. I think it's very appropriate.
I feel like you've joined the other side that keeps trying to get me to host, and I'm desperately trying not to all the time. And I'm just slowly getting pushed into it.
I think you don't really have much of a choice today. You kind of are hosting.
I feel like I do, though. I feel like I do.
I was literally like your opening person for your show. Like what's his name? Andy for Conan?
Richter?
Andy Richter does for Conan O'Brien. That's all I did for you there.
He's
that was it.
Julian Siteman, too.
That's it.
Yeah, so you could... I don't know how to words. Corey and Webb are both out of town, which means we're all fucked. Because I don't know what I'm doing here.
We're going to have a good time. That's what we're doing here.
But it's Batman Day, so if there were ever a chance for everybody else to be gone and me to be here, it's... today.
Well, and speaking of comics, we got with us also one of the hosts from Capeless Crusaders over here, Miss Amy.
Hi. Sorry.
For those in the the chat, it's
I
Jane U Robot.
Like you forgot her name
because you couldn't remember what to say.
Let's
be honest. That pause was put in space. Just so you're like, what are we calling her?
It was either gonna be Amy or I Jane U Robot, and I couldn't figure out which one I was gonna do.
What is that? Where does that come from? Because when I first saw it and I didn't know you, I assumed your name was Jane.
No, it's okay. So hilariously enough, there's an actor on Twitter who his handle was iRobot, you Jane. And I was like, I'm going to steal that.
Fair enough.
So it's been my handle for, oh my gosh, for a very long time. It's on everything, including like PlayStation and Xbox and on OfferUp.
Consistency is key.
Offer up.
Yes. If you want to buy some stuff,
like you're not you're selling wares, right? You're not selling I Jane over there, right?
What?
Well, you said on offer up. I don't know what you're offering,
Emma.
I'm just asking.
Emma, can you smack him?
I'm just saying.
I will not stand for this kind of sexual harassment in this environment when I'm hosting. All right?
Speaking of sexual harassment, we also got with us co-host.
What does that even mean?
Do you want to throw the water bottle? Here. I will slide it to you. It's got some weight.
We got with us the co-host of the film Lossifers and my good buddy, who I can joke with like that.
No, you cannot. Sometimes. Nope.
Yep.
Spencer
Big Guns Williams.
Well, hello, you two.
Hi. What do you even do with like an introduction like that?
This is a constant problem. I am like, he just throws me under the bus with the introduction.
Yep.
They're fairly consistent with the multitude of like middle names and nicknames.
Yeah.
Well, he gets a middle name every episode. So that's one of the consistent things.
If you're interested in this sort of aggressive friendship, check out the film Lossifers.
That's right.
You should. That is actually the nicest tagline. Do you like movies? Do you like reviews? Do you like aggressive friendships? Listen to the film Lossifers.
It's actually how I would really qualify our entire relationship as like aggressively friendly.
Yeah, I would say that's probably the best way to put it. We've been friends for a long while, and
for some reason
I know, and it just I keep doing something wrong. Spencer keeps forgiving me. We keep moving forward. It's like this endless cycle of just awesomeness.
Do you ever really forgive
him? I feel like that's how adult friendships work, though.
Exactly.
Like, you just meet somebody, and then you're like, I guess we're friends now, and you're friends until you die.
Exactly.
See, that's what happened. He just showed up one day. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll never see him again. But then he just didn't leave.
That's true.
And now he's your friend until one of you dies.
Exactly.
It's going to be me.
Or me.
You can't die. You just became my friend. You can't die.
All right.
He's expendable.
This got dark.
Wow. Well,
so it's fitting, you know. Batman gets dark.
Lots of things happen.
Turning that frown upside down. Today is actually a really awesome day because, as me and Emma were talking about earlier, and she mentioned, today is actually Batman Day, which is actually pretty freaking cool because I didn't know about it until like midway through this week.
Mostly because of me.
Okay.
It's the anniversary of the first appearance of Batman, right? That's what it is.
Who's got the official knowledge on that?
Why is everyone looking at me?
I got nothing. I just know whenever Detective Comics number 27 came out, I would assume is September 21st in 1939. It's like weirdly specific comic book thing that I know.
I think, though, like, it's interesting
that's actually really, though, like, you're like...
Is there, like, a Superman Day? Or is there, like, a, you know...
Nobody cares about Superman.
Look at you, boss lady.
I told you, number 27, 1939. Oh, but it was in May, so I don't know what the fuck September's for then. I got nothing.
Yeah, because I was thinking, back in May, they were like, oh, we're starting our DC service. It's 80 cents because of Batman for some reason.
Oh, then I got nothing. My knowledge is down the drain.
It's supposed to be the 15th. It's not even supposed to be the 21st. Somebody got like super lazy.
There you go.
Maybe for some reason today's Batman Day.
Somebody just was like, they fell asleep at the wheel. They're like, oh, wait, we were supposed to do this. Just do it in September. It's okay. Just do it whenever.
It's fine.
But also, they didn't want to celebrate Cheese Toast Day or Red Panda Day at the same day. So they moved Batman Day. I'm thinking that's what happened.
They moved Batman Day.
But look, it's Cheese Toast.
That's a grilled cheese. That's not cheese toast. That's a grilled cheese sandwich.
If you're British, it is.
Or if you come from my house,
my grandma's.
If you come from my house, if you're poor, you only get one side of the bread toasted.
So you're Welsh rarebit.
I was just poor.
Rarebit.
Poor.
Tomato, tomato.
Exactly.
Batman.
Speaking of poor, who's not poor, Batman. So Batman has been celebrating like what 80 years of awesomeness and creating comics and being just one of the best superheroes out there, in all honesty. And so we decided that we wanted to kind of focus our conversation around the idea that they literally set aside an entire day to celebrate the Dark Knight.
Like, because he's the best comic book hero, and I will fucking fight anybody on that.
I don't have any objections to that. Does anybody have any counter arguments?
Prince better, but I also think they're the better pairing, so don't give me any of that Superman Wonder Woman shit.
I'm not about that.
Or like the Superman or Aquaman. No, do not
Aquaman. I mean, where did that come from?
Flashpoint. You can watch that
right.
One in animated where she Mira.
Yeah,
that's right.
She beheads Mera.
Yeah,
and it is awesome.
But they are the preferred and my favorite pairing, and so she, because I do love her
their dynamic in Justice League, the animated show is so good.
Well, I mean, and then if you take the perspective of Flashpoint, you have these two like non-human individuals who are ultimately going at war with each other on the battlefield that is known as Earth. I mean, how cool is that? I mean, there's no better way to quell whatever's going on between them than just to have sex. Like, that just seems like the ultimate end goal. Like, if that story had continued on, it would have ultimately circled back to that.
Yeah. It's all about
Well,
sex.
Okay, then. You heard it here first.
We've decided that the be-all, end-all is sex if you're a super person.
That's
Don't bring
true.
Up the boys.
I mean, bat penis?
But you kind of.
No, that's Batman Damned. We're not talking about bat peen in the first one that sold out all the books. It was even in the advance copy.
Oh, that's right!
Yep.
That's
they showed
right.
bat
Oh,
junk.
My God. They were selling that at New York Comic Con for like mm-hmm. a crazy markup last year because it was like right when it came out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was in the advance copies too, and I saw
it was
like,
all bad.
Penis?
See?
Penis.
Stacia Billy got it right. They bang, fight over. See? There you go.
It's all just sexual tension.
That's all it is.
Why is this what the show has become already? I just want to talk about Batman.
Because if we talk about it in relation to the movies and live action, there's always some type of shenanigans with the bat and a lady. Vicky Vale.
That is true.
I think about that all the time, and nobody knows what I'm saying.
You're welcome.
Before we get into the movie,
I was like, anybody want to care to enlighten? I'm like, what is going on?
It's like the first episode of Chuck.
It is the very first episode of Chuck. Where Morgan and Chuck, a.k.a. Zachary Levi, a.k.a. Shazam, they're sitting in the middle podium, and he's on the phone. He goes, Vicky Vale, and then
Sarah
walks in. And he drops the phone, and with this, like, gobsmacked face. Oh, it's so good.
Classic. You guys are
uncultured.
Okay.
It.
Uncultured swine.
Uncultured.
Got it.
I've got cultured swine in my house, but not uncultured.
Is that a bacon cured joke? Ham?
It is a bacon joke.
I was going to say.
So we've already gotten like weirdly off topic. So I guess the easiest thing to start with. So we'll get into movies because that's probably going to carry us for a while.
Yeah.
But before we even get into movies, just overall, what's your favorite Batman storyline? Your favorite Batman arc, comic, whatever.
So we're talking comics, right?
Yes. Anything. Well, comics, TV shows, whatever, but primarily the comics.
Hey, Michelle, go first.
Okay, go for it.
In Yay, Verily. If you cannot tell by my shirt.
You work. You work one day.
Hey, I work more than one day, bro.
It only takes one day, though.
And the Rickmobile. So my favorite storyline for, which has been consistent, actually, is New 52, the Court of Owls run from Scott Snyder.
I love that one so much.
Yep. I love what it does, what it makes you feel, besides it being nice and wordy. It is just so trippy, and then you have to turn the book. So it is a nemesis we've not seen before, and it really delves into not just this, it breeds this almost paranoia in yourself, not just for Batman, that he's living it, but you are too, because you're like, holy shit, how deep does this rabbit hole go? So that is still consistently my favorite Bat story. Spencer?
I have not read the comics, so I don't
know.
No,
just any Bat story.
Any?
Yeah, you could pick up a Batman animated series Bat story.
Well, like, I kind of just like the whole show. Like, plus, I haven't really seen it since I was a kid.
Kind of bullshit cop-out answer is this.
Well, we've got some... The chat is on and popping with Batman v. Drac.
The Batman versus Dracula is a good one. I mean, no, it's definitely better than BVS. But I think for me...
Are you going to go Long Halloween?
No, not really. Solid runner-up would probably have to be Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
Okay, classic.
I like Dark Knight Returns. Frank Miller's absolutely phenomenal with that story. I even like the art style. Like, the art style from Dark Knight Returns is just so... It just seems so old school.
It's very gritty.
And gritty, yes. And the fact that it got turned into a great animated film and just really blew everybody out of the water is another great plus to it. But that's a great runner-up to, honestly, the storyline that follows Court of Owls, and that's Endgame. Like, that's Endgame is absolutely phenomenal. I was having a conversation about, you know, the element of what makes the Joker the other day, and the idea of really just emphasizing who the Joker is and how, like, unknown the Joker is to either Batman or anyone else that knows him is fully realized in Endgame. Like, you go to the nth degree of what you thought Joker could ever be. They even kind of assimilate a little bit of, like, the storyline that Pennywise has in It to this, where they have some, at one point in time, believe that Joker may have been actually in existence ever since, like, Gotham was a small settlement. So it's great, and it's one of my favorites, hands down. I love what Zack Snyder did with that one, and yeah.
You mean Scott?
Scott Snyder.
There
did I say
go.
Zach? Or
you said Zach. Zach.
We were talking about movies earlier. I was just in the role.
You just
I
want a Snyder. Don't lie.
Yeah. Director's
Scott
cut,
Snyder
BBS.
And Greg Capullo ended up just being like the most amazing powerhouse in comics.
Yeah.
I love it.
Easily.
I love it. I'll get you some comics later. What you need.
The Court of Owls is definitely also my runner-up. It's like, it was just so good. I don't keep up with current comics. I can't read comics as they're releasing. It's too stressful for me. Mm-hmm. I tried for a while, like when I first got into it, because I thought that's how you're supposed to read comics. And I was like, I would be like
I gotta keep up
real.
With everybody. I gotta keep up.
No. Yeah, and I'm like, A, I can't fucking afford this, and B, like I can't wait week to week. So I got in the mode where I only read like the collected volumes as they come out. And by far the best Batman storyline is Hush.
I liked the book, but not the animated.
See, I haven't watched it yet because I'm scared. Because Hush is so, so good. And I remember I found out they were making a movie 2 years ago when they announced it. We were on the bus to Comic-Con from the hotel to the convention. And I, like, freaked out. Rachel was with me. And I freaked out. And she's like, what the fuck's going on? I'm like, they're making a movie out of Hush. And this dude three rows ahead of me whips his head around and goes, what? Like, everyone just got so excited. And I haven't Comic-Con. Watched it yet because I'm so afraid that they're not going to do it well because it's so good.
It's parts of it. What do you
I don't know. It's very hard to really see it as like a true to form kind of adaptation. It does take liberties with certain parts, much like the animated.
Don't you say it.
Interpretation of
no, shut thine face, yea, verily I say unto thee.
I know exactly.
Close
where you're
thine
going.
Lips. Those. If I didn't have that first 30 minutes of that one, it's fine.
The killing joke.
That's what I'm saying. You start that movie in 27 minutes. It's exactly. Perfect.
Yep.
We just had like our own little. We're talking about the Killing Joke movie.
Yes, the Killing Joke.
It's just sex, Bruce. Fuck you.
It's oh my so gosh. Bad.
But a lot like how that one took liberties with that beginning part, this one takes liberties with certain parts of the overall story, and it does kind of change things a bit. And I'm like,
See, that scares me. That really scares me because Hush is perfect.
It is.
Just
it's
word
really good
for
one.
Word, make it a script, make a movie, don't change anything. And so I haven't watched it. I was really excited for years for it to come out, and I haven't watched it yet because I'm just afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
And
just,
then
just wrap your face up and go to him.
Jay in chat mentioned another one of my favorites, which is a very controversial one.
Yes, it is.
All-Star Batman and Robin by Alan Moore with art
the
by Jim
Batman.
Lee. That you either love it or you hate it, and there's really no in between. And I think most people hate it.
Yep. Yeah,
I love it. It's fucking weird.
It's
that's
interesting.
Actually, that's the best point to put out. It is weird. It's just like Dark Knight Returns or Dark Knight 3 Master Race. It's I am a huge. Sorry,
Donald Trump is on the show now. Okay,
God,
huge.
Stop bringing up my hair.
Huge
dick. Grayson. Huge. There you go. I tied that one in. I'm not a I liked it, Grayson. Carrie Kelly. I love
that's my shit.
Carrie Kelly. Like Stephanie Brown, yes, I got you, girl. I feel you for days, but Carrie Kelly, you are my boo. I love you for days. And I could not get behind
her. She's a frequenter of Video Game Bang, so I hope she hears that.
I hope she is, for the love of God. I hope she is.
Also, Batman and Robin is just so good. Like, if you read it as a non-canon story,
then
it's so good. But it only made it to 10 issues before it got canceled.
Because
everybody hated it. And then I've always kind of hoped they would maybe finish it, but then they released the absolute version of it. So I was like, okay, it's like full dead in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like, so for me, it's kind of, I'm still in the between for that one. There are parts of it that I like, there's parts of it that I don't like, and I don't know which one outweighs the other. So I still haven't decided. I'm still out, you know, the jury's still out for
it's
me.
It's just so fucked up.
So
he literally starves Robin until he's eating rats and then gets mad at Alfred for feeding him.
Yeah. And then
good times. Good
doesn't
story.
He have like sex on the dock after he has this big old
with
fight
Black Canary,
with Black
yes.
Canary? And it's like, okay. Well,
so
I don't know what's even happening
it's
anymore.
It's so weird, but I love it so much. And I mean, I think the biggest help to it was Jim Lee's art, because the art is
the only
it's
thing
gorgeous.
That holds it together. Yeah. The art is the only thing that holds it together.
It really is. Let's I think that's honest. The only reason it even made it to 10 issues, because it was so beautiful. It was well done.
Jim Lee draws pretty.
But yes,
Jim Lee draws pretty.
Jim Lee draws pretty. You heard
he's
it here
also
first.
In charge of WB. So we love you. Dear Papa Jim Lee, if you'd like to let us into anything or give us information, we'd love to be a part of that.
I think he just did a cover for the new Ruby comic that
he did.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
So jumping from comics to the realm where we're a little bit, myself and Spencer, a little bit more familiar, what about movies?
Live action or animated first?
Let's go live, because I feel like we were talking about this earlier, and I was thinking if we did animation, like animation would just
blow it out of the water.
Exactly. There would be nothing of live action. Like every animated film in existence would still, even the worst ones, outweigh anything that they've done in live action. So I would say let's start with live action, then we can work to animation.
All right, so are we talking best live action?
Let's talk best and worst.
Okay.
So, Emma, go for it. Start up.
Okay. Well, shit. So my favorite, nobody agrees with me on this, my favorite live action Batman movie is Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, my God.
Everybody says Dark Knight, but Dark Knight Rises,
you had
love.
Me at Dark Knight, and
I
then
know.
You said Rises, and I was like,
I
Stodgeability. I would have done with Returns as well, but no, she said Rises.
Nobody
what is it about it that you
me.
Like about
I don't,
that?
I really, so it helps that I'm not super attached to Bane as a character, because it's not Bane.
Okay.
So it helps a lot that I'm not super attached to Bane, and then the... the one thing that threw me that really pisses me off every time I watch it is that the end when they say that Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character's name is Robin. Because yeah. I love the idea of him being Dick Grayson. I love the idea of him being Robin and like the way that that kind of ties into the end of the movie. But if they had, like, if they just took that line out, it would have been great.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really.
You should use your middle name more often.
I Robin. Love. Yeah, it was terrible. I love Anne Hathaway as Catwoman, and I wish we'd gotten more time with her.
True.
Yeah.
Very true.
I really wish we could have explored that further. I always liked Christian Bale's Batman. For whatever, you know, as much as people want to make fun of his voice, I enjoyed the Christopher Nolan movies. I thought they were really good. And then it's got like a sentimental value to it too. I'm like the worst person in the world to watch that movie with because it was filmed in Pittsburgh and I lived in Pittsburgh at the time. So like the entire time I'm watching it, I'm just like, I live there. That's my school. That's my bus stop. There. Like the big fight scene at the end of the movie where they're on the steps and Batman and Bane, that's, I lived across the street from it. So like I walk by it every day and I'm just like, I live there. I'm the worst person to watch that with. It's
you're one
I,
of those
it's
people.
It's really bad. I'm like, I know that guy. I know that guy right there.
That's why I can't watch Lady Bird with some people.
Right? Because
like every time it's like, oh yeah, I grew up down the street from that bridge. Oh yeah, I went to that school. Oh yeah, I used to hang out at that parking lot. I used to do this. Like, forget it.
And speaking of, Staunchability in chat says, why haven't they done Zaz in a movie? Zaz is in that movie.
He is in that
movie for a split second, and that won me bar trivia once, knowing that Zaz was in that movie.
All right, so that's your favorite, which I'm still not sold yet. You may need to encourage me a little more.
You'll never be sold. Just your favorite.
It's just good. I just enjoy it.
What about worst?
See, my worst is I feel an like animated...
Okay.
So I'm trying to, now I'm having to like think what the worst live action is. And it's gotta be, it's gotta be Batman or Robin.
Bat nipples.
It has really? To be. Like, as much as I love it as like a nostalgic thing, it's so bad. It's so bad. Like it's like a fun thing to watch because it's so bad that it's good, but it's just a bad, like, Chris O'Donnell and Alicia Silverstone and...
Please say you're here for me.
No,
I'm not. I'm British, but not really.
It's horrible.
Oh my gosh.
I ride motorcycles. Vroom, vroom.
It was so bad. I can't believe awful that movie was. George Clooney came out and apologized for that movie at Comic-Con 2 years ago. Like, he got up on stage and apologized for the movie. It's awful. Amazing. It almost killed Arnold Schwarzenegger. It literally poisoned him.
It did. The pain
from
on
what?
His body.
The LEDs in his mouth, they leaked.
Oh no!
The batteries leaked. He said that movie is the worst experience he's ever had filming anything in his life. Was that movie? It's
and he
so
was, had so much
bad.
Conviction though too. That was the other thing. Like he just starts right off the bat. I was talking to somebody today because I went through, like, I was telling Spencer and Eddie before the show that I went through and just like watched a whole bunch of Bat just to get a refresher because I was like, I don't remember if Forever is first or Batman and Robin is first or what's going on.
So Forever's first and then Batman and Robin.
But yeah. I did it backwards, of course. Go me. Woo! But right off the bat, it's like, Batman, there's a new villain that's taken over the Gotham Museum and he's frozen off the antiquities section and he's calling himself Mr. Freeze. And you're just like, what? You're like, okay. And then also that they make them sing Cold Miser. Like all
oh my gosh, yeah. Sing! Sing!
So bad.
And then Vivica A. Fox in her tiny little underpants and her, and the, she's supposed to be the girl that likes him.
I'm
like,
so glad that the one thing you remember is.
I didn't know she was in that. It didn't occur to me.
Yeah. Who?
Vivica A. Fox. At the time the when I used girl. To watch it, I didn't know who she was. Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy, though.
Yes.
Staunchability. Google that real quick.
Can get it.
Google.
She was
Vivica A. Fox tiny underwear.
It was tiny underwear. She's like, it's like the vinyl-y plastic, like see-through parka. She's got the fake weave going on in the back. And she makes this joke about how her skin is brittle and her hair is brittle and her skin is dry, but she still wants to get it on with Mr. Freeze.
It's horrible.
And I'm just like, no.
And meanwhile, he's swallowing poison every take.
And smoking a cigar. And I'm like, if you have to be at below zero or below,
how are you smoking?
Work? And then the
it's Arnold. He can't go anywhere without it. They're actually cold filtered cigars. It doesn't say it, but it is in the comics. Oh. They're cold filtered. So,
and of course, the bat nipples.
So many bat nipples.
Bat nipples, bat credit card, bat everything.
Bat the bat card. Credit card.
The bat bomb.
Never leave the cave without it.
There's so many. There's so many when it's like, oh, the bat bomb. And I'm just like,
it's just so bad.
All right.
And then Uma, you know, she, like, that's where we actually seen it, a Bane that looks like a comic book Bane. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
But then
they did their Bane well, yeah.
But then what's his name that was Lionel Luthor in Smallville, who is the guy that creates Bane?
Oh, he was in that! Yeah. Oh my god.
And he's the first
one. I need to watch this movie again.
The first one that Uma Thurman, aka gorgeous Poison Ivy, kills. And gorgeous. I'm just like, she's gorgeous. And then her, the leaves around her eyes change her with eyebrows. The seasons. Oh.
I live.
And then she does that entire like monkey burlesque sequence when they're looking with the jewels. And,
I think my favorite part with Poison Ivy is when she tries to use her like Poison Ivy like persuasion powers and he pulls off these like plastic lips.
Yep. And even Spencer's like, no.
Oh my god. No, so yeah, no, that's the worst live action Batman movie. It's so good, but it's horrible. It's so bad. It's awful. It's just a horrible movie.
John Glover's name, by the way.
Thank you.
John Glover's the name of the doctor.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's shoot over to Amy. Amy, what about
Spencer
you?
I want Spencer to go.
Oh, okay. She wants to pass it on. Go ahead.
I want to see what you got.
Okay.
Show me what you got.
Who's hosting? Wait, is somebody hosting?
Or okay. So my favorite one is going to be The Dark Knight.
Okay. Fair.
Heath Ledger's performance in that is just amazing.
It's just
we never should have done another Joker after him.
No.
Yeah, no. Seriously, mm-hmm. We really shouldn't.
Really, really should not have.
Of anybody, at least Jared Leto.
Yeah, that was just confusing, and him mailing people Joker. Like aim buttons is weird or whatever.
Hot topic Joker. I like that. I haven't heard them. That's good.
It was though. That's Halloween hot mess clearance. Mm-hmm. Hot topic Joker.
Well, and if we're gonna be honest, like Dark Knight is probably one of the more smarter of the three Batman Christopher Nolan films.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In my personal opinion, like I just feel like there's a lot more unique, interesting banter in that one. There's a lot more interesting ideologies that are in that one. And Heath Ledger. Ooh, sorry, Heath we've been Leather? Recording all day. I'm almost out of it. I swear. Heath Ledger is just something so unique. Like he seriously deep dived way into that role and
yeah.
embodied what we had always wanted to see in a Joker outside of Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, so. I remember like just coming out of the theater on that one, and I was so sad that he had died, and like this was all we were going to get from that performance.
Imaginary Dr. Parnassus was the last one.
I said that all the time.
So are you guys like sisters or something? Because we keep happening. This keeps happening, and it's like
the sister.
Kevin, I'm gonna be with you. Sorry. Okay, so sorry.
What Heath is Ledger happening?
Walking out. Super sad that it was his last performance as the Joker.
Yeah, that was the end of that statement.
I thought I cut it off. But it
that was a good
exciting.
Recap.
All right, so you got that's your favorite. What about the worst one you've seen? And we'll go ahead and do like both animated and live action movies.
Easily, like
don't do that.
Batman versus Superman.
Batman versus Superman. Okay,
yeah, Batman versus Superman is the worst.
Martha.
But have you seen the extended edition?
Why did you?
Why would I?
Because the extended edition is better than the regular. It's so much better.
So I much better.
I promise you. It is miles better for the extra 30 minutes they put in because the movie makes way more sense.
How much longer is it, though?
No. It's like an extra 30 minutes because Zack Snyder's a dumbass. He made a 3-hour movie and knew they wouldn't let him release a 3-hour movie. So there's like, in that 30 minutes, there's so many things that the movie doesn't make sense without. Okay. It fills all the fucking plot holes.
Why do you say our name?
I hope you didn't spike over there when you did that.
And you know what? You know what? I'm going to say it. I like Batfleck.
Oh, my God.
I wish he'd gotten more time. I wish he'd gotten a good Batman movie because I think Ben Affleck could be really, really good as Batman.
Ruru agrees we'll never with know. You in chat here's that director's cut.
Here's
Thank
the thing.
Thank you, Ruru. Because that is the reaction I get every time is I say the director's cut is way better. And they're like, why would I watch the longer version? I'm like, just.
I haven't so.
Yeah, but they couldn't get it right the first time in theaters when it's important. If you're going to mess up then, I'm not coming back again.
You're not wrong.
No, that is actually.
You're not wrong.
So we get the brief.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the gentleman that you would see every week or listen to every week if you listen to the Filmlosophers podcast. What is up, Moki DeMeeple? Good to see you.
People to the people.
But no, I have to admit, I'll be the first one to admit, I have yet to see the director's cut for the same exact reason that Spencer said.
Mm-hmm. I do recommend it.
Okay, so on Emma's recommendation, we should get a chance to see it. And sober talk about it.
It's one of those things where like it Definitely makes you mad sober. To watch it because like you look at what they cut out and you're like, why? why did you, because they cut out things, but then left in things that are dependent on the things they cut out.
Hmm.
And it just, it's infuriating. And it's like, this is so much better. This is so much better.
Huh.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. Anyway, Eddie.
Oh, wait, wait.
Well, go back to this one over here.
CVS. Yeah, okay. So.
Oh, okay.
Shoot. Favorite. I always try to section this off. Okay, so I am very partial, and I'm just going to go with my old school, very partial to the very, not 68. Not 68. I went to go see the very first Batman. I was like, wait a minute, not 68. Michael Keaton, Batman, the movie.
89.
Thank you, 89. Well, it wasn't 68. Okay, so calm yourself over there, hair. All I can see is hair. All I can see is hair, you guys. That's literally all I can see. I love Keaton in the role. I love Vicki Vale, Jack Nicholson as
Kim Basinger.
Kim Basinger. Wait, who did I say?
Vicki Vale.
Yeah, she's Vicki Vale. So sorry, sorry, Kim. You're Vicki Vale. I love that what it gave, what it set. Jack Nicholson in it. Even though I have problems with the prosthetics and sometimes where you see the latex where the pull.
Yeah.
They're good and bad with it. The soundtrack is fantastic. The sequence when he's dancing up the stairs in the museum is so iconic. We'd get the I am Batman line from that movie. It was supposed to be I am the Knight, and he didn't do it. He ad-libbed, of course. It's Michael Keaton. So I love that. Also, there's a whole bunch of extra things that go in because Prince, of course, did the soundtrack. Well, part of the soundtrack. That there are suites in there where things are happening and there's scandalous things. Anyway, ooh, and I shook the table. Oh, golly. Oh, golly. So that's my favorite. And then, of course, I can't think of a better Joker than Heath Ledger. Like, I'm nervous and excited for the new Joker movie, but we're not going there. And
wait,
then
you can't think of a better Joker than Heath Ledger.
But yeah.
So you're not talking about Jack Nicholson. You're talking about Heath Ledger.
Movie I like is 89 Batman.
Okay, so you like Jack Nicholson as the Joker.
He's agreeable.
Okay. Just checking.
It's okay. So I have a proposition for you.
Uh-oh.
A Batman Beyond movie with Michael Keaton.
As old man Batman.
Yes. As old Bruce. Yes.
Ooh,
I want it so bad.
That's the only way it would work.
I want it.
But then who's Terry?
Terry McGinnis.
An unknown.
Yeah, I would want an unknown.
Unknown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yes.
An acrobat.
But Michael Keaton, yes. Old man Batman, yes, please.
Yes.
Worst, I've always said for years, is bat nipples because it's the best of the worst. Like, there's no way around it. There's moments... We already had this conversation where like everything is I'm waiting for a G. Willikers Batman. That's what you're getting out of it. Alicia Silverstone as the Uncle Alfred. I came in from England, but I speak with American accent. Vroom vroom, look at me and my motorcycle clubs. Oh no.
And they treated her like shit on that set. They treated her like garbage.
And her hair wasn't red. I'm sorry. You need to be Barbara.
That's true.
Red hair Barbara.
No blonde babs.
No, sorry. We've got Stephanie for that. But yeah, it is so terrible. The sets are so outlandish. The pieces of it are so outlandish. The way it's shot is so outlandish.
The whole aesthetic of the movie, like the neon, it's like dark, but it's neon. It's awful.
They lit the manor in such a way that they use natural light in a couple of scenes. So you're like, oh, we can see in the manor. It's not dark and foreboding. I mean, Lego Batman had more brooding than this movie did. And so, yeah, it's the best of the worst. So I love to hate it because I'm just like what
it's so bad.
Or the circle light in prison for Freeze where it's like you stay in the cold zone or else, and then he picks off this little piece of ice and he carves out this perfect little Nora and she puts it around on the clock and suddenly there it's a music box and then she's like turning with the cup.
You're like, why does it make sound
and
now?
I was like what did he do? He's really good at this.
Good old ninja in chat says, I like the kid from Gotham. David Mazouz would be great as Terry. I love him as Bruce.
I haven't seen pictures of him when he's, now that he's gotten older.
Someone goes, just steal Tom Holland.
That's true.
He's not built out enough for that one yet.
I don't know.
Just needs a little bit more built.
But I'm pretty sure the kid from Gotham looks the part now.
Yeah. Absolutely does. He would be so good.
All right. Well, okay. So, finally ending with me. Favorite Batman film, live action, I would probably have to go with, honestly, Batman Begins. just because
never gets enough love. Good for you.
Well, because I like the idea of like the whole like switch around with Ra's al Ghul and it not actually being
it right.
Thank you. With it being the whole, you know, switch around with him as Liam Neeson as that character, yes, there's a whole backlash about it, but it's a creative endeavor and it actually pays off because you come in thinking, oh, it's this way and this is how it's going to be and blah blah blah, and then it turns around like, oh wait, Liam Neeson is Ra's, that's cool. And the whole idea of Batman actually becoming what he is essentially going to be for the following films, it's just really cool to see that whole progression. Plus, that's the film where Christian Bale doesn't have too much grit in his voice, so you can actually hear him. He's like, what I am is what defines me, whatever. Whereas after that, it's like...
I thought his voice was fine. That was the thing. Those movies always got shit on for Batman's voice and for Bane's voice. I'm like, I can understand both of them perfectly. What is wrong with people?
I had subtitles on for them.
You guys are both awful.
But I think that one is just one of the, I mean, and then how can you go wrong with Gary Oldman as Gordon? Like Gary Oldman is incredible. Praise. And to have him as Gordon,
seeing him from the very beginning as a beat cop
and then seeing him come into that whole role, it's great. It's incredible. I loved it.
I would have loved to see more of like the Batman Year One stuff because you see so much more Gordon in that.
Yeah.
And chat just said the same thing.
That whole like dynamic between where Gordon's still weary of Batman and it almost becomes like a it's really great.
He is the Gordon. Gary Oldman is Gordon, just like J.K. Simmons is my J. Jonah Jameson.
That's why they brought him back.
I do wish that we'd had more time with J.K. Simmons as Gordon. Because
you mean
he was
Gary
Gordon
Oldman?
J.K. Simmons is Gordon in the new one.
Oh, that's right.
And I want to see more of that.
In the BVS and Justice League.
Nobody remembers.
In Justice League.
Because
and I was super excited about it, and he has like two lines.
That's true.
But like, he got fucking jacked for that role.
He got so jacked. He turned into goddamn Master Roshi.
Big ass jacket, and he's in one scene.
He turned into goddamn Master Roshi.
Except he wasn't.
He's like and being non-pervy, so that's good.
It was crazy. He's in like he got no screen time, and I was pissed off.
It's all on the cutting room floor somewhere.
It probably is.
It's true.
I want the Snyder cut. I want the Snyder cut of Justice League, and I will not stop yelling about it until
the Snyder cut that is a conspiracy theory as to whether or not it's actually made or not.
Yeah.
I want the
version that Joss Whedon never got to touch.
Ooh. The one fit for everyone to see and not be offended.
Yeah.
Okay, so Batman Begins was your favorite, and then your least favorite live action.
So worst. And I'm probably going to get crap for it, but, I mean, what is it?
It's the glaring around the camera. It's perfect. I can't even see what it looks like.
It's the 1966 Adam West movie that they did. So they actually did a movie.
I loved that movie as a kid.
Now, here's the thing, right? It's deplorable to me enough that I laugh at it well enough more so than anything else. Like, the fact that Burgess Meredith is the Penguin, how can you go wrong with that?
The only person on top of it is Danny DeVito.
Seriously, yeah, but it frustrates me to some extent. I know it's supposed to be campy, and Spencer knows
I
struggle with campy like so much. I cannot stand. We did a review last year on Sharknado 6.
That's right.
There's six of those.
Yep.
Thankfully, there's only six.
You need to
listen
to that episode.
Amazing.
It is hilarious.
I
he is so happy.
I
and he is so angry.
Was so pissed throughout that entire.
I hate camp.
No. You have no idea, Emma. I was so pissed during this whole review. I was like, I do not want to be here. I literally said on the episode, I want this episode to be over already. Are we done yet? Are we done yet? I did not want to be in that room.
Oh, that one and the Dora the Explorer episode were very similar.
Oh, my gosh. The only reason why the Dora the Explorer episode was funny was because of his fault. He kept me in that goddamn theater far too long when we should have left early, and he's sitting there making fun of me, making me
dancing,
watch whatever's
dancing to
on
the end. It's like, I know
he basically shouted at me. I was like, "Wow!" to get me out of the theater.
I was like, "What are you doing? Get up!"
The children were leaving faster than he was.
Oh, man.
But yeah, the 1966 one.
I don't like campy.
I love that campy garbage. It's
good. Exactly. It is garbage.
My Batman isn't campy.
Exactly. Neither is mine. Mine is like the world's greatest detective. My greatest detective, Batman, does not go and like do discos and fight off sharks hanging off of helicopters. Like, none of that makes sense to me.
We're all swimming over here.
You guys...
We're thinking about it now. My favorite Catwoman is, of course, Eartha Kitt. So,
all right, we got time for one more round, and I want to talk about best animated film. And this one's going to be harder because obviously there's a lot more really great animated features out there. So we're just talking one, and you got to whittle it down to one.
There's an easy best and an easy worst.
Okay, easy best and easy worst. So we're going to start with Amy this time.
Ahoy.
Chips ahoy.
Scoops ahoy.
Thank you, Spencer. You ate all my French fries.
So
I got hungry.
Apparently, there was French fries. I didn't know we got options. So, favorite animated. I used to say it was Mask of the Phantasm, which is
classic
and beautiful. I also got to see Batman Under the Red Hood, which
Jensen Ackles.
How are you just going to come in here and steal my best like this?
It's okay. We can share.
Damn.
We can share. Best. We can share.
One. Bye.
She came
far.
In like a wrecking ball.
Oh.
No.
Hey, I'm not saying I'm a professional singer. I don't care.
Hathaway did a better job lip syncing that than you did singing.
I'm not lip syncing.
Damn. She was kind of yell singing it on the wrecking ball. Anyway, Under the Red Hood for me. New favorite. It's fantastic. It's
so good. It's so good. Jensen Ackles as Jason Todd is fucking phenomenal. I can't believe he doesn't do other voice work.
And DiMaggio as Joker, he balanced it right between that line of what Mark would do and making it his own. So it was right there in that sweet spot where it wasn't too much Joker or too like, oh, I'm trying to be big Joker. So that's my favorite. And then just for shits and giggles, Lego Batman.
Lego is the worst or best?
No, it's the one that makes me happy. Oh,
so
wait,
we're talking one good and one bad.
Okay. Animated. Shit.
Come on, Cletus.
I ain't no Cletus. Calm down. Pass.
You could say Killing Joke.
Fuck. Just the first 30 minutes of Killing
Joke.
No.
Fuck
you.
Why are you going to make her take both of them?
It's just the first 30 minutes.
The best one is Under the Red Hood by far, and the worst one is the Killing Joke. It's but if you start that movie at 27 minutes exactly, it's fine.
It's fine.
There's already a universal time code. Start at this time when you watch it.
Start at 27 minutes.
I watched it in the movie theater. And the first 30 minutes, it's sold out. And it's a whole bunch of nerd boys and me. I was like the only chick in there, which made
nerd
me sad.
Boys.
It was weird. But then literally we got to the part where they start going at it on the roof. And someone goes, are you fucking kidding me? And I'm like,
I was at Comic-Con that year when they debuted it. And I didn't get to go into the panel. And I was really, really upset about it. So I'm just like refreshing the feed. It was bad. It was really bad in that room. People were angry. And then they did the movie and then they had a Q&A afterward. And somebody got up and asked. They're like, why did you do this? And the writers refused to answer anything.
Yeah.
They refused to say, like, everybody in that crowd was angry. They're like, this didn't make sense. Why did you do it? It was fine other than that. Why would you ruin a perfectly good story? And they refused to take any,
because
like,
they didn't have the balls to stand up and go, look, we couldn't figure out a reason for Joker to actively come after Barbara Gordon besides that he's like, oh, maybe she's boning the bat. I'm like, we don't need that sexual attention. Calm your shit. Figure it out. The reason the Joker is because we don't know what the fuck he's capable of. That's what made that book so alarming, is because literally he just walked in. Also, he had a great costume, let's be honest. He showed up in a Hawaiian shirt, shot her, and left her there for dead, and then is basically mentally torturing her dad in a funhouse. Like, this book is insane. But the first 30 minutes, fuck that. And then somebody also in chat brought up Batman Ninja as being the worst. It was weird to watch.
Still haven't seen it.
That one's on. Is that one? I think it's on the.
It's
DC
on digital.
App.
So
yeah,
but yeah. So I'm with you on both of those. Under the Red Hood is by far the best one. I just saw the scene the other day going around on Twitter of when Jason confronts Batman.
Yeah,
and he has the Joker, and he's like, why didn't you kill him? Because if it had been you and he had taken you from me, I would have murdered
him. I would
have
scoured the earth
to
find him.
And it's just like, you like realize that the whole reason he's so upset is just because he's sad.
Because he took him from his dad.
It's horrible. If you haven't seen Under the Red Hood, please go watch it right now. It's the best Batman movie ever.
Yep.
And if you have access to the DC Universe app, please do it. Almost all of the animated all the animated DC stuff is on there.
What about you, Emma?
She just said
that was it.
You guys shared it. Okay, thing. Cool.
Whole thing, and then Killing Joke is just a fucking trash fire.
There you go.
If we get rid of, I swear, all we have to do is just do it like the real cut and just get rid of that first.
Exactly. Real cut.
It's literally, well, the Army of Dark. So Army of Darkness, I have somebody made like an official fans cut where they cut all the pieces that they didn't want, so it made sense. I have a copy of that. I don't know how I have a copy of that. But, oh like, literally, gosh. All we have to do is get rid of that first 27 fucking minutes.
And then it's fine, because it just follows the book after that.
There you go. Spence?
Right, so I don't actually watch a lot of the Batman animated movies, but my favorite Batman animation is just the 90s television series as
Yay!
A whole.
Yay! I'm a classic.
I loved that thing as a kid. That was, like, the thing I was watching, like, every day.
Aww.
So I also don't have one that is my lowest dislike.
Well, that's where we got Harley Quinn.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's great, too.
We got my baby. Even though I don't love how she was introduced, I love what she became.
Well, Mad Love, the comic book, actually comes out of the animated series and all of that.
Because Paul Dini wrote that.
Yep.
Her standalone comic is so much better, though.
Which one?
Just the Harley Quinn. It's 32 issues, and it was after Mad Love.
Yeah,
okay. And it was like her first standalone comic by herself, and it starts with her getting away from the Joker because he tries to kill her again. Yeah. And she's finally like, hey, maybe I shouldn't be with this guy who keeps trying to kill me.
I know.
And then it's just all about her separating herself from him and becoming her own. Like, she's like, I'm going to become my own crime syndicate. Like, that's just what we're doing now. And it's so
her
good.
And hyenas and piranhas.
There you go.
Have you seen a bad one?
I have not.
There's need to educate you.
Gently,
I like bad movies.
He does like campy movies.
That's the thing.
So that's the way.
I made him
watch Sharknado.
Oh, that's not the worst thing you've made me watch. Trust me.
There's a worse thing. Now I want to know.
The Amazing Bulk.
Oh,
I've heard of that. Guy.
It's so bad. Yeah, I watched all that.
No, you like,
that
made me
unwatchable.
Watch 2 hours of my life dedicated to watching this because you were like, "Hey, we should watch this. This looks like a good movie."
Mm-hmm. Don't.
I just
this
saw,
is
I
my
saw
warning
the trailer.
To all of you.
I saw the trailer.
So just
the
in case,
trailer is
so,
great.
The so running, for just, the running in place.
Side note, just in case anybody questions my loyalty to this friendship, I've seen things like that because he says it on his recommendation. So come on.
I told you I hadn't seen it before.
But you're like, we should see this, and I'm like,
if you want to see something horrible, like truly awful, just watch the trailer on YouTube for The Amazing Bulk.
It's so bad.
The best 2 minutes of just nonsense.
It's
running
horrendous.
In place.
Yeah, all falling. The accents, all the scenes are in front of a green screen, and people have to run in place. It's
all right, favorite because we're running out of time. So, favorite one. I have to go with it's a toss up between. Under the Red Hood, because I agree with everything that was said. Jensen Ackles is absolutely incredible. Brent Greenwood is absolutely phenomenal. John DiMaggio.
Jason Isaacs is Raish.
You know what's
Jason
weird,
Isaacs?
Though, is Neil Patrick Harris. Is
exactly,
Batman.
Exactly.
It's
thank
so
God.
Weird.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. I hate it.
It wasn't just me. Thank God. Because I'm like, I love Neil Patrick Harris, but he's like,
not
look at me
way.
Being an adult. I'm like, shut up.
That's a good one, but I have to give it to Dark Knight Returns Part 1 and 2. Because I consider them one,
nice.
Yeah, because it's considered, for me, it's just considered one story.
Yeah.
How long can you sit?
Another close runner-up, and I know someone mentioned something about anime. What is that called?
What, Batman Ninja?
No.
Gotham by Gaslamp. I like that.
No, Batman Gotham Knight.
Oh!
Yes. Batman Gotham Knight.
Is that the one that's got the six little stories?
Yeah, it's one that has all these different animators trying to put together their own versions of like little Batman storylines. It's really cool. Very much anime style. So if you get a chance to check it out, check it out. Worst. I would probably have to go with... Wow.
Somebody went and watched the Bolt trailer. Oh.
It makes
Joel too look like the Godfather. It's true, though.
I would probably have to say the Mr. Freeze movie that was done after Mask of the Phantasm.
That's right.
It was kind of hokey. It didn't really do all that well.
One.
Yeah,
I thought I watched all of them.
It's okay. It actually just had an anniversary not too long ago, and I was given a copy to review for one of the websites we write for. But it was okay. I mean, it wasn't anything to write home about. So, but yeah.
Yes, Ruru. You watch it, and then you get back to me, and we'll have a conversation, and then we will decide if Emma should watch it or just.
I mean, I'm going to watch. Somebody in chat brought up Batman Hush. I'm going to watch it. I'm just afraid, but I will. I will watch. I am excited too. I just need to sit down and like make myself do it because I want to like it. I want it to be good. I'm not rooting against it.
Sounds like something you might have to stream.
I don't think I can legally do that.
You don't have to. You don't have to stream the audio.
You don't stream the audio, and you can have the conversation and watch it while it's going on, and then be like,
"I wish Rabbit still existed."
I know.
Ooh,
right?
Yeah.
I
love Rabbit. All right.
But that is our Batman discussion for the day. Happy Batman Day, everybody!
Happy Batman Day.
Nobody, no more dying in Crime Alley, please.
Oh, and before we forget, we are sponsored by Oblivion Comics and Coffee, who are having a Batman Day celebration. If you're watching in chat, this will be out too late for the listeners on the podcast, but Oblivion Comics Coffee is having a sale on all DC comics for the weekend, so go check out their socials where they posted about that. We're sponsored by Energy Esports and Vast.gg, and I think that's it. I think I've never had to say it before, so I'm just going.
You did good. I think you hit all the sponsors.
Well, I think so.
And not to mention, we wanted to also plug and let everybody know, if you are in the Sacramento area and you get a chance next month, we have an awesome opportunity for you to be a part of a great opportunity or a great event. Actually, we're going to do a Halloween trivia night.
Wait, is it all horror or is it Halloween?
Halloween themed. So not horror. Halloween.
There will be horror aspects, but it's not. Do all I get horror DCOMs? Themed.
Do I get DCOMs in this?
I don't know.
Disney Channel original movies. So Halloween Town, like it
might be. It might.
I don't know because if he's in charge of it, I don't know.
We still have to create everything for it. So
is there beer in comics? There is beer.
There are beer and there are beer. Yeah, there is beer and there are comics.
Our beer.
There is definitely beer. Trust me.
I've had a little bit. It's fine.
If anybody else is going to be drinking it, Corey will be having a couple of pitchers. So, but make sure you. Get your calendars ready. We don't actually know the date. Do we know the date?
We do, she says confidently.
I'm believing like comics. Come for the comics.
Monday
stay for the,
of the
beer.
Month?
So,
it's
the 28th?
It might be the 28th.
There you go. Well,
tentatively, it's either the 21st or the 28th.
So ooh. Mark off both the 20, the 28th and the what?
21st and the 28th.
The 21st and the 28th. We got some great prizes in store. We're going to have a lot of fun. So be sure to head out there if you're in the area or if you're not in the area and you just want to drive in and just show up for that. That'd be cool, too. I mean, knock yourself out.
They did for the Disney, but my team left me.
Damn.
That's cool.
Wow.
They were hecka cold.
We were
Corey's like, oh, sucks to be you. And I'm like, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you, too.
But yeah, this was awesome. This was an awesome opportunity to kind of collaborate with VGB from myself and Spencer. You can catch us on filmlosophers.com. You can catch up on all of our episodes. We just did a recording of the most recent film that dropped, Rambo Last Blood. You're going to get a kick out of that episode because, yeah, the movie wasn't that great.
Are you going to do an episode on Ad Astra?
We may have to.
On Downton Abbey.
Terrible. I'm in season 4 of Downton Abbey right now.
You've got time.
I'm excited. I really just need you guys to watch Ad Astra so I can talk to somebody about how terrible this is.
We may have to do that for the upcoming week. It was interesting. We were looking at the numbers. So far, as of right now, Rambo is at 7 million and Downton Abbey is actually at 13 million.
Hell yeah.
So well, that tells you something. But you can also check us out on our social pages at facebook.com/filmlosophers and on Twitter at twitter.com/filmlosophy101. So we'd love to have you guys come and visit and listen in on all regular streaming platforms, Audio Boom, Libsyn, iTunes, Google Play, Pandora.
Yeah.
Spencer doesn't like saying the word Pandora, so.
Why? But. Is it opening a box?
It could be. Or there could be blue aliens inside.
Well, there could be hope in that box.
Across the table, Amy, where can people find you?
Well, you can find me at IJ New Robot on the varying social media platforms. Like I said, it's a universal handle. So most of the times if you see it, I'm not on TikTok. I don't know who the hell that is on TikTok. That's not me. Not TikTok.
What?
Sorry. Okay, somebody stole my handle and it's TikTok. It confused me.
Were you trying to get on TikTok and you found it was stolen?
No. Thank God.
I mean, your face looks like you were. And that looks like... How did you find this out?
Yeah.
Someone of a younger generation was like, is this you? And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I couldn't say that because you don't swear to small children. But I was like, no, that's not me. Try not to. But if you are happening
to... I told my mom that.
Oops. So if you actually want to listen to the podcast, The Capeless Crusaders, you can find us at thecapelesscrusaders.com. Our home away from home actually is Empire's Comics Vault, but the good Dr. Barry and I actually worked at Oblivion for a while when it opened, so dum-dum-dum, spoilers. And then you can listen to us on all streaming platforms, Apple, oh my gosh, I said Apple Music for a second, ew. Podcast, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio for some reason. I don't know why that came around. It was weird, but okay, cool. And we're doing one episode a month right now, but we have 138 episodes in our vault. And the next upcoming episode is going to be a Joker 101.
Hey.
Hey.
So we are prepping for next month, which will be the month of the Joker. Right. What's Batman Day, though?
We'll see.
There you go. And Emma, before you give your socials, what's your streaming schedule look like this week?
No fucking clue.
There you go.
It's strewn with ribbons.
You can follow me at twitch.tv/EmmaSkies. I always post my schedules on twitter.com/EmmaSkies. It's the same everywhere, so just... If you mostly my Twitter feed is ribbons. It's just ribbons right now. And if you're curious what that means, go look at Twitter. It's literally just ribbons everywhere.
And boomerang. And boomerang is a ribbon. Shimmy.
I want to shoot myself. I never want to see another ribbon so long as I live.
Well, you know what's going to happen. You're going to get in the bag. You're going to get to New York. And like three of them are going to fall out. You're like, fuck,
I'm
going to
be so mad. I'm really scared of packing this thing.
You're going to turn into Christian Bale.
I'm going to be pissed.
Why did you do that?
Me at TSA.
If somebody opens that bag and touches it, oh damn.
It's very all right, and I think that is it for Saturday. I think we survived.
I think we did. I think we did an okay job.
Now it's time for supper. Let's go. I'm hungry.
That's true. Emma, do you also want to throw up the social tags for VGB?
Oh, shit, that's right. You guys probably want to follow us places. Well, clearly, if you're on Twitch, you know that we're at twitch.tv/videogame_bang. Our Instagram is @videogamebang, and honestly, everything is different, and I can't keep track of what they are. I'm pretty sure Twitter is videogame_bang, or maybe it's just, I don't know. Google. Look us up.
Google. There you go. Well, as we said, thanks you guys for sticking around, and from all of us here, I'm Eddie, Emma, from Amy, and from Spencer, saying you have just been...
Batman.
Batman, because I'm not going to say banged.
No. Oh, no.
We don't need to go back to not sexual harassment. All right.
No, my sign off. All right.
Nope. See ya.
Bye.